Call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is Monday, March 26, 2022. It's about 1:22 p.m. Before we begin, I want to thank Shannon McCain, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Talia Ames from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. I want to make a brief note about masks. I'm making a personal request that members of this committee and people in this room wear masks. I recognize that current legislative council policy does not authorize a committee chair, including me, to require masks. I also recognize that there are different perspectives about the effectiveness of masks. I'm simply asking members to respect my personal request. Present today, we have Representative Eastman, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Drummond, my Vice Chair, Representative Snyder, and myself, Representative Clayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 17, Discrimination, Gender ID, Sexual Orientation, sponsored by Representative Josephson. This is the third hearing of the bill in the House Judiciary Committee. Our office did not receive any amendments to House Bill 17, and I recognize that Representative Vance joined us at approximately 1:23. We did not receive amendments. That brings House Bill 17 back before the committee and brings us to final comments. I'm giving members one opportunity to make final comments. As usual, we limit those to 3 minutes per member. And this time we're starting with Representative Drummond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to say that I'm honored to be able to vote to move this bill on to its next committee of referral. As you will recall, Mr. Chairman, you and I were involved in a similar activity as members of the Anchorage Municipal Assembly, and yourself as acting mayor during part of that summer, 2009. And although it didn't end up becoming law that summer, it eventually became law in Alaska's largest city, and it was a very revealing summer in terms of listening to 600 people give us all kinds of emotional testimony over 30 hours of meetings. I don't think we've really faced anything like that in this building, except maybe some finance committee meetings. But it was, I think it was well worth the fight in Alaska's largest city, and I'm happy to be able to vote yes to move this bill out. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Representative Vance.
None at this time. Thank you.
And Representative Eastman.
I appreciate all the input from the public. That was very welcome. I think it's obviously a hot topic and one that deserves continued deliberation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Christ Tompkins.
No comments.
Representative Snyder.
No, thank you. I'm just pleased for the opportunity to vote on this today.
And I, too, have no further comments. Representative Snyder, may I have a motion?
I move version 32-LS0152/A of House Bill 17 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 17 moves from committee. Please stay behind to sign the paperwork. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Wednesday, March 30th at 1 p.m. We stand adjourned. The time is now 1:26 p.m.